On Cars and Car Culture, a Meditation. Along the way, on my treks by bike, I find in general that North Americans are good people, honest, hardworking, always ready to help. But put even a retired school teacher or grandmother behind the wheel of a car, and instantly, before your very eyes, they will be transformed into mean-spirited, bloodlusting hellhounds, more than willing to run their own children off the street. Yet, because we can evidently only perceive this deep division of North America's psyche by stepping resolutely out of our vehicles, I fear we loyal citizens of car culture will be unable to see the state into which we have driven ourselves, that is, until the world's gas tank hits empty. Addiction to oil? The analogy is a poor one. The addict always has a certain awareness that what he or she is doing is wrong. This awareness leads to guilt. To get behind the wheel of a car, however, is to turn the key on a very much more powerful illusion. It is a kind of all-self-enveloping worldview, one which can only be sustained as long as there is a complete and total denial of its false and contradictory nature. In worldviews, unlike the highs of drugs, do not wear off. Consider how the philosophy of fascism blinded the Germans and Italians, two of the very greatest and most creative of European cultures, into seeing themselves as essentially heroic protagonists acting out a Rienzi-like drama of good versus evil. In a similar way, from inside the car, we are blinded by the comforting sense of mechanical power, a power which gives us the idea that all is peace, order, and tranquility. From outside the car, however, in truth, at least in my view, all is in reality fragmentation, disorder, and destruction. As the final scene of this tragic opera rapidly closes in on us, so the illusions generated by car culture will come to an end, whether we like it or not. To my mind, the urgent question is, will this happen in a calm, rational, creative way? As well it should, if only our ways of thinking about energy might reach the same level of sophistication of our information technology. Or will we instead, like the National Socialists before us, drive our illusions straight into the inferno we call the pleasures of the open road.